Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about Satan's seduction, and we're coming from the book of life. Speaking of life, I barely got a voice, okay? I barely got a voice, but y'all like to bully me. So I'm going to get this episode done, baby. But the voice is not voicing. If y'all follow me on Instagram, y'all saw that I had an eventful weekend. I was at a game night every night. And y'all already know how it is when black people play Uno and Taboo. I am proud to say I did win every night, okay? I held the title down. But as you can tell by my voice, it got a little ghetto, okay? It got a little ghetto. But that's not going to stop this word. So let's get into it. So y'all already know after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. So I went to the mall, and when I walked in the mall, there was this cotton candy machine that was like to the right. And as soon as I walked in, it caught my attention. It was like light pink and light blue, and it had like this clear, y'all probably seen it before. It has like this clear window so that you can see through, and they make the cotton candy for you right there in front of you. So it has the little bowl, and it has the little silver machine that like whips the cotton candy around, and then it gives it to you at the bottom of the machine. So when I walked in, I'm looking at the cotton candy machine, and I'm like, dang, like that looks so good. I know it's for kids, but like it's making me want cotton candy. So then of course I'm like staring at this cotton candy machine, because I'm just noticing how, one, they put it right by the door as soon as you walk in. I'm noticing the colors of it. I'm noticing the see-through window so that you can see the cotton candy be made. Like when I say the marketing and the advertising is great, because it makes you want to get this cotton candy that you know is overpriced. Y'all, as I'm steady, we're like walking in the mall, and I'm steady staring at this cotton candy machine. And what God said to me, God said, this is how Satan seduces you. And I'm just like, what? Because when I say it had my full attention, like I'm really locked in on this cotton candy machine, just looking at how pretty it is, just looking at how it was made, and how I know every little kid that walked past it wants it because I'm a grown adult and I want it. So I'm just like amazed by it. And God said, this is how Satan seduces you. And if you're taking notes, I'm going to share with you four things that God allowed to stand out to me after I was just amazed and just in the days distracted by this cotton candy machine. So the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me is the colors. The colors stood out. And what God showed me is that the colors stood out because they were appealing to the audience. They know that kids love to see things that are like pink and blue and very vibrant, and it catches your eye as soon as you walk in. So they chose those colors because they're appealing to the audience that they're trying to reach, which is children. And what God showed me is God said when Satan is trying to seduce you, he will make his distraction appealing to you. It will be just your type, just the type of man that you like, just the type of job and benefits and pay that you was looking for, just the type of house that you was praying for, just the type of friend that you thought you wanted. You thought you wanted to hang out with that type of person, and you thought you wanted to go to that type of school, and you thought you wanted to be in that type of environment. God said when Satan is trying to seduce you, he will allow the colors of it or the physical look of it to stand out, and it's going to appeal to the audience that he's trying to reach, which is you. It's going to appeal to you because he's trying to use it to distract you so that you won't operate in your anointing. You'll operate in what your flesh is appealed to. God allowed me to see that when Satan is trying to seduce you, he knows that the first thing we base things off of is what we see. And it's not even that we're trying to do that. We know that faith is the substance of things not seen, but as fleshly imperfect humans, we go based off of what we see. It's going to take us a minute to snap back into reality and say, okay, let me think about this first. But in the very first second, you go based off of what you see. So in Satan's mind, if I can get her attention, if I can get him distracted just based off what he see, then I have some time to try to plant some seeds to fully get him to waver out of God's will. So God said, when Satan is trying to seduce you, the first thing he's going to do is allow the colors to stand out to you, because he's trying to appeal to his audience. And he knows that if he can get you to look in that direction, if he can get you to stop in your tracks, if he can get you distracted for just a second, then he has appealed to his audience. The first thing that Satan does in his seduction is he allows the colors to stand out, because now I got your attention. And then the second thing that God showed me is that after the colors stand out, the cravings scream out. When I saw that cotton candy machine, of course, after seeing it, my first thought is, I want cotton candy. Like, instantly, you see something and then a craving begins and you want that thing. You ever been at home and then a McDonald's commercial come on, or a Red Lobster commercial come on, and now all of a sudden you want that food? Now all of a sudden you want to go to Wawa. Now all of a sudden you just have to go get this pizza from Pizza Hut because the commercial came on. Or you was on TikTok and you was scrolling and somebody was eating a Chipotle bowl and they filled it up to the top with a lot of sour cream and cheese, and they even added the vinaigrette, and now all of a sudden your mouth watering because now you just feel like you need some Chipotle. The enemy knows that if I can get you to see it by allowing the colors to stand out, the next thing that's coming after it is the cravings will scream out and tell you that you want it. And God showed me, he said, so when Satan seduces you, it goes from him appealing to his audience to now activating a craving that you didn't have before. You didn't want it before you saw it. You wasn't hungry for it before you saw it. But now all of a sudden, it's a craving that it feels like you can't ignore, because he's activated a new craving. I want it because I see it. Even though I haven't been thinking about it, I want it because I see it. Even though I haven't been thinking about matching pajamas, I want it because it's Christmas time and I see it. I haven't been thinking about getting a new car, but not everybody around me is getting new cars, so I want it because I see it. And now I'm mad at God because he's taking too long to send me my man, and I'm seeing everybody else in matching pajamas. Now I'm mad at God because he's taking too long to bless me with my new Benz, and I'm seeing everybody posted on Instagram with a big red bow on top. Now I'm mad at God because I see everybody starting off the new year with a key in their hand, and he's taking too long to give me the house that he said he was gonna bless me with. It's a new craving that's activated because the enemy was strategic with his appealing to his audience, which was me. And now I'm mad at God and feeling like God has forsaken me. I'm mad at God and feeling like God isn't moving quick enough, which is gonna possibly make me move out of emotion and settle for less than what God has for me, because I'm trying to satisfy my flesh. And that's exactly what the enemy wanted you to do when he allowed the colors to stand out and the cravings to scream out. God showed me that sometimes we don't even be mad at God for waiting until we see that somebody else got it. See, you was good with waiting. You was good and you was working on what God had you working on, and you was content in this season and you was having faith, and then you saw somebody else post their vacation. You was good with waiting. You was content in this season and you was working on your purpose and preparing like God has been telling you to do until you saw somebody else post that they got a new house. You was good with waiting until you saw somebody else post their new car tour. God said that's what the enemy does. He's trying to appeal to the audience. So first he's going to allow you to see it, and then he's going to make the craving scream out, and now you're beginning to waver instead of being content in the season that I have you in. Because the enemy knows that once that craving screams out, there's a 50% chance that you're going to begin to think and move based off of emotion, and that's going to lead to you settling for less because you're trying to satisfy your flesh. The third thing that God shows me that happens when Satan is seducing you is the convenience stands out. Why wait when it's right here, right now? Why would I wait on God's will? Why would I wait on God's promise when I see the opportunity is right here, right now? It started off with the color standing out and I saw something. Then my cravings were activated because now I want it. And now, magically, it's right here in front of me. I've been kind of frustrated. I've been wavering in my faith. I haven't been trusting God. And now there's a new opportunity. Now there's a new car. Now there's a new house. Now your ex spinning the block again. And God said that's when the convenience stands out, because the enemy knew that the colors stood out and got your attention. And he already knew that because you saw the colors, the cravings came right after that. So now he's placing convenience in front of you. And it feels good because this is what you've been wanting, because he already knows the emotional roller coaster that he placed you on, and he know that now you're beginning to think out of emotion and settle for less because you want to satisfy that flesh. So let me just open the door for you and place it conveniently in front of you. What was so funny about seeing the cotton candy machine and feeling like I want it is that I know for a fact I can get cotton candy from the dollar store. But there was no dollar store near me. But the fact of the matter is, this one costs more than the one at the dollar store, but it's conveniently placed in front of me. And it may cost me my finances. It may cost me my peace. It may cost me my faith. It may cost me my trust in God. It may cost me God's will for me. It may cost me my destiny. Y'all know this is how we begin to think. I mean, I guess it's not that bad. It's not what God had for me, but it's right here in front of me. Even if it comes at the cost of my peace, even if it comes at the cost of my destiny, even if it comes at the intimacy between me and God, it's right here in front of me right now. So I might lose out on some things, but at least I gain this thing and I don't have to wait. And God says, this is how Satan seduces you, because you're not even thinking about what it's going to cost you, because it's conveniently right in front of you and those colors standing out and them cravings screaming out and you want it now. And I don't know who this word is for that God got me on here about to lose my voice even more. But I know the color standing out, and I know it looked like a good opportunity, and I know it looked like a good man, and I know it looked like a good deal, and I know it looked like a good car. And I know that the more you look at it, the more your cravings increase, and the more you want it, and the more you feel like you should have it now. But God is saying today, don't allow convenience to rob you of your calling. It's going to cost you something because it's convenient. It's going to cost you something because it's right in front of you. You. There's a reason why it looks so pretty. There's a reason why your flesh is flaring up. And God is saying, I understand it's convenient and I understand it looks nice, but remember what I called you to. Because if you take what's convenient, it's going to cost you. And it may not feel like it costs you a lot right now, but down the road it will. So just wait on my will so that you don't regret it in the end. What I love about God showing me this with this example of the cotton candy machine is that the craving screamed out loudest when I was standing in front of it. But as I continue to walk in the mall, soon as I turned the corner, I forgot about it. See, it's harder. The temptation and Satan seducing you, it's harder when it's right in front of you. But if you make an escape, God will always have an open door and an open way for you to get out of it. You don't have to text back, and you don't have to respond to the email, and you don't have to go to that place, and you don't have to pick up the phone. There's a way that you can escape out of that thing that Satan is placing in front of you. And as you make your way out of it, the cravings will decrease in sound. It won't be so appealing to the eye if you're not looking at it. So God showed me that when I walked away from the cotton candy machine, before I knew it, I wasn't thinking about it no more. I didn't have the craving anymore. It was conveniently in front of me, which caused the cravings to increase. So I had to do my part and confidently walk away, because I wasn't called to the mall for cotton candy. So I gotta stay focused on what I'm called here to do. I gotta stay focused on what I'm called here to get. I gotta stay focused on what I came here for, not what's conveniently placed in front of me. And God is saying to somebody today, stay focused on what you came here for. Stay focused on what you're called for, not distracted by what's conveniently placed in front of you. Which leads me to the fourth thing that God showed me in regards to Satan's seduction. When you make the decision to walk away and stay focused on what God has called you to, the clarity stands out. It started out with the color standing out, and then it went to the craving screaming out, and then it went to convenience standing out. But God said, when you get content in what I have called you to, and when you continue to press towards the mark, then the clarity will stand out. When I got back in the car, I wasn't even thinking about cotton candy no more. And what God showed me is that it would have been a quick satisfaction for a quick craving that cost me permanently. Because even though the satisfaction left, and even though the craving left, and even if I would have got the cotton candy, it would have permanently cost me, because I would have had to pay probably 5 times more than I would have had to pay at the dollar store. So yes, it was a quick craving, and yes, it would have been a quick satisfaction, but it would have been a permanent cost. And God is saying today, don't allow the color standing out and the craving screaming out and the convenience rising up to cost you permanently when I have called you for something that I already paid for. Which leads me to today's seed, which is spending spiritually. God wants you to spend spiritually, spend your time spiritually, spend your time sowing your energy into things that align with the will that God has for you, because you understand that in the end, it's going to be for your good. God said, I need you spending spiritually. Don't just spend recklessly. Y'all know we enter in December. It's the holiday season and it's easy to spend recklessly. But God said, I want you to spend spiritually. I want you to spend your finances. I want you to spend your time. I want you to spend your energy. I want you to spend your effort on things that will pour back into. So spend spiritually, because I understand the will that I have for you. I understand what's good for you in the now and the later. I understand what's attached to the destiny that I have for your life. So when it comes to you spending, whether it's you spending your finances or spending your time, I want you to spend spiritually, because I want you to constantly sow into the version of you that I'm calling you to be, and not what your cravings and your flesh is calling up right now. God said, I want you to think about destiny. I want you to think forward. I want you to think about my will. I want you to think about who I have called you to be. So I need you to spend spiritually and not fleshly. Don't spend just based on how you feel right now. Don't spend your energy with him because he in front of you right now. Don't spend your energy at that job because you doubt in the business that God told you to start. Don't spend your time driving to that home when God told you it's coming later on. God said, I need you to spend spiritually so that you can get and walk in the steps that I have ordered for you. Because you never taken a loss when it comes to me. You never taken a loss when it comes to what God tell you to do. You never taken a loss when it comes to God telling you to wait. You never taken a loss when it comes to God telling you not right now. You never taken a loss when it comes to God telling you sow into that. You're never taking a loss when God's telling you trust my timing. You're never taking a loss when it comes to God telling you that's not for you. You never taken a loss when God's telling you turn down the offer. You're never taking a loss when it comes to spending spiritually. Because what's released in the spiritual must make its way to the physical. So why waste your time spending on something that's not going to be permanent just because it's conveniently placed in front of you? Spending spiritually. And you can sow the spending spiritually seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal ZelleTheChristianBay at gmail.com. That information will be in the description. Spending spiritually. Y'all would have been mad if I paid $10 for that cotton candy. I would have been so mad just for it to come out tasting like the cotton candy that's at the dollar store. Mind y'all, I'm a sauce over sweet person. I don't even like sweets like that for real. However, it looks so nice in front of me. And that's how the enemy has us to waste time, waste finances, waste energy, getting things that we don't need because it's conveniently placed in front of us. And God is saying today, I need you to stay focused on what I called you to, not what's conveniently placed in front of you. If you're going to be spending everything, make sure you're spending spiritually and sowing seeds into who I have called you to be. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this podcast, Father God. Thank you for using me as your vessel. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Today we sow the spending spiritually seed, Father God, and we ask that you continue to give us spiritual clarity to see what it is that you have called us to and not what's just conveniently placed in front of us, Father God. Allow us to have discernment that allows us to see when the enemy is trying to place distractions in our paths to stop us from getting to our destiny. Father God, keep us focused on your will. Keep us grounded in faith. Keep us aligned with what you have called us to and the steps that you have ordered for us, Father God. It's easy for us to get distracted by things that look pretty and to begin to move based on our cravings, Father God. But today we pray for discipline. Today we pray for intelligence. Today we pray for wisdom and knowledge to know when it's something that's placed in front of us to distract us and to keep us from coming to our destiny. Father God, we don't want to be recklessly spending. We don't want to be spending things and spending energy and spending time that we could be sowing into our destiny and the will that you have called for us, Father God. So allow us to spend spiritually and allow the Holy Spirit to nudge us when we're not spending spiritually so that we can be wise in all of our ways, Father God. Today we sow the spending spiritually seed and we make a promise to you that we're going to use heightened discernment and lean more on the Holy Spirit so that our cravings and our flesh doesn't take over what you have called us to, Father God. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this reminder. We thank you for this revelation, Father God. I pray over everybody that's in a waiting season. I pray over everybody that's in a season of waiting for a significant other, that's waiting to have their own family, that's waiting to feel the holiday spirit in their own home, Father God. I pray that they don't grow weary in well-doing because they see everybody else is in that season, Father God. I pray that you give them strength in the wait. I pray that you encourage them in the wait. I pray that you pour into them in the way. I pray that this word is a reminder that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength, Father God. I pray that they know that you're going to give them double for the trouble if they just wait on your will, wait on your way, wait on your word. And don't just move based off their flesh and what's placed conveniently in front of them, because they don't know what it's going to cost them. Father God, I thank you for using me as your vessel. And I thank you for the strength, the boldness, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the discipline that each person under the sound of my voice have, Father God. I pray that they know that I have faith in them, that I am praying for them, Father God. But most importantly, that you are with them in the wake, Father God. We thank you for giving us discernment and clarity to see Satan's seduction. And we pray that you continue to strengthen us as we continue to stand on your word and walk in the steps that you have ordered for us. We love you and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.